Welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast with myself, Alison Craig, at sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Now, as you've probably worked out, it's about 6 weeks to Christmas, and unfortunately it's now official that my large wobbly bum is now dingling down close to the back of my knees. It's not attractive, and the delicate love handles, they're more like sacks of tatties these days, to be honest. Now, I know I'm always on about my weight, and the Sunday Mail are actually doing a campaign in the run-up to Christmas, the Drop a Dress Size campaign with Scottish Slimmers. The thing is, it's the food I can actually manage, well, apart from the obvious chocolate frenzy occasionally. It's the exercise that's the problem. I mean, finding the time and also whipping up a bit of enthusiasm for it. But the news might be good. I took a very desperate and adventurous step into a gymnasium the other day. It was quite strange. Where I met up with an old pal who had some quite good news.
At the club in Edinburgh, and obviously being one of the least fit people I know, me, not you, but I'm here with Pauline Kerr, known to her friends and victims of the training regime as PK. She's great at what she does, but I thought with the run-up to Christmas, feeling like a great fat slumper, what's the latest thing we should all be looking at and thinking about in terms of getting into shape, the run-up to Christmas and beyond?
I reckon people are time compressed at this time of year, so if you can fit in even some cardiovascular just out with your dog, I know that you do that with your own dog and power walk when you're out there, get some aerobic exercise. The course that myself and my colleague Maureen were on last weekend was all about body conditioning and the last part of it, and funnily enough, it was going back into simple body toning exercises that we did even 20 years ago, and the presenter Catherine Cullen even said, you may remember this from the Jane Fonda video, it was body conditioning but with new formats and with obviously a lot of safety involved as well, that we're using bands, that we're using floor exercises, bums and tums exercises, and a lot of low impact as well.
So will there be classes that will be on here and various other places that people will be able to go along and jump around then?
I think people want inches off at this time of year. A lot of it is aesthetic, because I'm getting a lot of people coming in and asking for party dresses. They've got specific balls to go to. Seems with the women that I'm training, it is all about tone and inches.
Yeah.
We're also doing a weight loss program here that Maureen and Scott are organizing, and it's like a weigh-in once a week up towards Christmas with lots of food tips and party survival, basically, because you can't take away the fact it is going to be a social time of year.
Absolutely. So you wouldn't necessarily recommend the big pants then that everybody's been buying to suck
everything. I haven't seen the big pants myself.
Well, hang on a minute, I'll just drop my drawers, you can see these.
No.
I haven't seen them, but no. With good technique and the right exercise that's appropriate for the individual, you can make aesthetic differences.
But tell me, I mean, could you realistically, between now and Christmas, firm up a bit of a wobbly bottom?
I reckon you could. If you got yourself in at least twice a week and the other 2 days were improvised, you know, power walking, then you could make a difference, yeah.
Right, I'm on for it.
Thanks, Paul. See you soon.
See you later.
So it seems that we're all set to feel the burn. Yes, indeed. Jane Fonda is making a comeback. And I always remember the rumour at the time that she actually had one of her ribs removed so that her waist size was considerably smaller. I don't think I'll go to that extent. But nonetheless, I am intending to go to the gym and be fit-er by Christmas. So if you want to join me, just keep in touch, because I'll be, as ever, sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. And there's a message board there now, so you can give me a little bit of feedback and tell me, how is your diet going? Until next time, bye!